This is Ted Kennedy. Miracles still happen. Bob Dole voted for a Ted Kennedy bill on welfare reform yet. In a moment, we'll face off. Tell the truth, Bob. You right-wingers twitched a little when you trooped to the Senate floor the other day to vote on Ted Kennedy's welfare reform bill. You could claim safety in numbers, though, because the Senate passed it 99-0. Even Jesse Helms voted for it. That means either it's a good idea or ideology hadn't gelled against it. The concept is simple, Bob. It can help reform our costly and outdated welfare system. First, Congress puts up the seed money to train welfare dependents for jobs in the private sector. Then, if states and cities make the program work, they share the savings, 50-50, whenever welfare recipients take a job. For every $1 billion in federal welfare savings, the states get $500 million. That's an offer even you couldn't refuse, Bob. Thanks for your vote of confidence.
No problem, Ted. I'll always vote for Reaganite solutions, even if they come from ultra-liberals like you. Face it, Ted, you took a conservative Republican idea and put your stamp on it. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you follow the truth in packaging laws. Your bill piggybacks on President Reagan's own job training program. Then you go on to one of the all-time Reagan favorites, getting welfare recipients onto the job rolls. Then you top it off by harnessing state and local initiatives to carry out the plan. Another good old Republican standby. So welcome to our world, Ted. I just hope this is the wave of the future. I'd be disappointed to think you pushed this plan just to appease your friends on the right. This is Senator Bob Dole. When it comes to making history for women, it's tough to beat my state of Kansas. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.